Starting Be'ezus Hashem, Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Ches, and we'll begin at the second to last line of the bottom of Nun Zayin on the base. The Gemara is discussing the end of the Mishnah in regards to Eilu Dvarim She'ein La'ehem Ayna, and then the Mishnah goes through a bunch of cases. So we discussed the four things, which were Avadim, Shtaris, Karkois, and Ekdeshis, don't have Anna. There's a bunch of other dinim that aren't Negea to them either. And the next one that the Mishnah is discussing is Shomer Chinam Eina Nishba, that a Shomer Chinam doesn't have to swear to Hekdesh, okay, that in regards to Hekdesh, if the item gets lost. So that is, Hekdesh is one of the four, and that's what we're up to, is that Shomer Chinam is not going to swear to Hekdesh. So the Gemara is going to come to challenge and ask Akasha, try to reconcile that with the Sugya in Shkolim. For a minute, in fact, the Gemara bnei Yair sheshalchu ashikaleim, that if the people of the city, so on Echad Ba'adim Rashmim al Shkalim, so everybody would send Shkalim, and these Shkalim were used for the Karbonai Tzibar. That's why we have a minig today of Machtz Shekel. And the way that it would work is from Echad Ba'adim, there would be Mashmi, and then people would start to bring the Shkalim, and then Repreis Pesach, Repreis Shavuos, Repreis Achad, halfway, 2 weeks before, 15 days before the Yom Tovim, they would go ahead and they would be turning the Lishka. So what that means is all the money would go into the Lishka, there would be three big boxes, and then three times a year they would come with small boxes and be turned the Lishka. So now the money is sent for Aminu B'nei Ya'ir Sheshalchu HaShekalim, so they sent their Shekalim Al Yidei using Ishliach B'nignivu Aisha Avdu, and it got stolen, it was lost. Im Misha Nitruma HaTruma, so if the Truma was already taken, so now what we're saying is the money already belonged to Hekdesh Nishvayim LeGizbarin. So then the Shluchim who lost the money have to swear to the Gizbarin. Vim Lav, and if the Truma Salishka didn't happen yet, then the people, the B'nei Ya'ir, would be Chayiv to resend Shkalim, and therefore Vimnan Nishvayim LeBnei Ya'ir. U'Bnei Ya'ir Shoiglin Achrayim, then the B'nei Ya'ir would have to go ahead and give it again, as we explained. So therefore, the shluchim would have to swear to the baal bayim, right? To the bnei ya'ir. Bnei ya'ir shalku nachrayim tachteim. Okay, now when did it get stolen? So Rashi explains that we're talking about in kishabo l'din kivar nitruma truma, meaning if the truma was already taken when the shliach came to din, so that's the moment in time. Tesis argues, but nimtzu eishach zirim haganavim. Now let's say the ganavim realize it's Hekdesh money, they don't want any part of it, okay, or it gets found. So then, and we already recollected from the Ne'er, Elu Elu Shkolim Heim, they're both going to be Shkolim, Ve'in Oilin Lan L'Shana Haba, meaning each year, every year, the Shkolim have to go for the Karbonos, Tzibur of that year. So again, what's the Kasha? The Kasha is here. We see very much that we're dealing with Hekdesh, and a Shliach is making a Shavua, Amar Shmuel, really, we're talking about a shliach. It's not a shomer chinam, but he's a shomer sachar, and he's not swearing because he lost it, but rather b'nishman litol scharon. He wants to get paid. He was a shomer sachar. He wants to get paid. So the Gemara says, ihachi nishbarin legizbarin. So if he wants to get paid, who hired him? The bnei ya'ir. So why would he, even if the money got stolen after the truma was taken, still he was hired by the bnei ya'ir. So the bnei ya'ir should be paying him. This is not a shvua. This doesn't have to do with a shvua. Doesn't have to do with a shvua for the fact that it got stolen or lost, but rather because he wants to get paid by the bnei ya'ir. So why the gizbarim in the picture? So the gemara says, "Yachin nishbar legizbarim lebnei ya'ir." I'm a rabbi, nishbar lebnei ya'ir, my bad gizbarim. Okay, that you're right. He's swearing to the bnei ya'ir, but we do it in front of the gizbarim keichidoli nechashdenu, so that they shouldn't suspect him. The inami keichidoli likrulo paishim. We shouldn't call him a paishim. The mice, like he was handling that sort of money. And it was money that was earmarked for Hekdesh, and of course, Hekdesh can't be Machayev Eshua from that perspective, and it's to the Bailam, but since he was hired to do something that was a Davar Hekdesh, so we want his name to be clear. So the Gemara says, no, it's Nignu Moshe Avdu, B'Shemer Sachar B'Gneva Veda Chiyuvi Mechayev. So a Shemer Sachar normally would be Chayev in Gneva Veda. That's what he's supposed to be doing. Now, of course, it's Hekdesh, so he's not going to be Chayev. It's not going to be chayiv here because it's one of the things excluded on swearing on. But here's the question. Nami nihi deshlumi lo mishalmi. So fine, we're not going to pay him. That was one of the things earlier in the Mishnah. We don't pay a shomer sachar, a geneva faveda for Hekdesh, or the shomer sachar is not required to pay, I should say. But why are we paying him? And he obviously failed at a shmira. So technically, we can't be machayiv in the money. But why are we paying him for the job. They should at least lose their pay. Why are we paying him for a shliach if he did a bad job, got stolen? So the Gemara says, we're talking about a case of einus. That's the case really here. That is nigna b'lista mezuyin of dushatavas spinas bayam. Again, he's not going to swear. He's not going to swear for the fact that the money got lost to Akdish, but he also would get paid because he was an einus here. Rabbi Yechon, Amar Amani, Rabbi Shimon, he, that really it's Rabbi Shimon, the Amar Kachem, Rabbi Shachai, Bachri, some Yeshlam, Aina, there is Aina, in other words, these, it will be excluded. This is Kachem, Shachai, Bachri, some, because like we see the Bailam Archive to replace it, Vinishbain Aleim, and therefore he is actually swearing a regular Shvua, meaning regular Shvua, he's a regular Shem Zachar, he swears, and this is, yes, it's Kachem, but it's Kachem, Shachai, Bachri, some, the Chitas, Rabbi Shimon, which was listed at the end of the Mishnah, which we'll get into here in a moment. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Hatena chachalei nitrima truma." So fine, it's kachav shechachayv biachrusan only if this all happens. Samad b'din, the way Rashi learns it of the shliach, is before truma saliska happens. But mishum nitrima truma kachav shechachayv biachrusan ninhu, that once the truma is taken from the lishka, so once that happens already, it's already done. There's no opportunity for them to contribute to this truma because the truma will, they still have to, the Bailam would still have to give money again if they didn't give in this place. Let's say you have some random person who never gave in the first place, not in the case where it's stolen. So even the Achar Shenitruma Atruma, the truma was taken from, he still has his own chiyuv to give the money, but that would go into Shkolin Taklin Atikin. That would be old money. That wouldn't be going to this. So in other words, the cutoff here is once the truma is taken, he's no longer chayiv to replace it. If something should happen to the money, the tanya tarmin ala ovid, ala gavoi, that when the kain goes into the truma salishka to take the truma, so it's the truma counts ala ovid for whatever was lost, ala gavoi was collected, ala asad lagavis. So whether people did or didn't give yet, it all counts. And at that point, it's no longer Kachem Shechai Bach Riusen. Elo Amar Rav Elazar, Shvuah Zutakadis Chachamim. So we have two reasons of the Shvuah. Either it's a Shvuah to get paid, or now we're saying, like Rav Elazar, that it's a Shvuah that's a Zutakadis Chacham, Shlo Yivnei Ad Bezalzel Mekdeshus. You're right. Really, Hekdesh is not going to be Mechayev a Shvuah. Like we said, Shemer Sachar, Shemer Chinam Ein Nishba, Shemer Sachar Ein Nishba. It doesn't really matter what type of Shemer you are. You're not going to be Nishba on it at all. This is an extra Shvuah the Chamim put on, Xerid Rabbanon, that we should not be Mezalzel Mekdeshus. Next part of the Mishnah, Noisei Sachar Einu Mishalim. So we said that if it gets stolen or lost, where Shem Sachar normally would be chayiv here is going to be Patur. Amen. Rabbi Yisuf Barchamal Raba Tanan. It says in the Mishnah, Noisei Sachar Einu Mishalim Raminu Frek De Gemara Hasoicher Sapayel. If Hekdesh hires a worker Lishmar Sapara to watch the para, so you have here a para aduma that is not allowed to do any work. So Hekdesh would have to watch it to make sure that it didn't do any work. Okay, so therefore, that would be a shomer you get paid for. Lishmar is hatinik, to guard the tinik. So that would be, you had children that needed to do the avodah, the paraduma, they can't become tummy. The Gemara explains in Sukkah that they would be megadol them, lepara b'chatziris habinuyas b'slam, on rocks, again, to avoid tumma. They were very, very careful. Because Tzedukim had a special way of doing the avodah with the paraduma, so we wanted to be very careful when it came to tuma. But the point is, we needed people to guard the children so they wouldn't become tame. Lishmaras has rhyme to guard the seeds. Okay, this is seeds that the way Rashi in the first pshat explains is that we're talking about seeds that would be used for the Eimer. So this would be cut for the Eimer. Carbon. Now, Ein Noisin Loi Skar Shabbos, they can't get paid for Shabbos. Okay, you're not allowed to hire a person to get paid. If you're a Schir Yom, you can't hire somebody to do work on Shabbos. Therefore, there's not going to be any Achrayas. They're not considered Shomrim for Shabbos. Have a Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shchana, Schir Shavua. Let's say they were hired for an entire week. So this is Havla. Their Schar for the work they're doing on Shabbos is Muvla within the rest of the money. So then it's Ba'if and Zeh, it's going to be Mutar. It's Schar Chodesh, or they were hired by months. Schar Shana, they were hired an annual salary. Schar Shavua, that it was a 7-year job, right, for Shvit, it was for the, in other words, for the entire Shemitah period, 7 years they were paid for. Again, so that's super Havla, Nesin Lo Yischar Shabbos. Okay, he would get paid, he can get paid for the work he's doing on Shabbos because Muvla inside the Schar we're paying for everything else. So, Pichach Achrayas Shabbos Alav. So, we're saying that he does have Achrayas. My Lav, what's his Achrayas? Must be to pay if something should happen. My Lav, Lashalim. So, the Gemara says, no, Lo Yilahafsid Schar, that he's going to lose his pay. So the Gemara says, okay, well, hold on one second. E-Resha, right? Because that now we have to make it fit with our Mishnah where we're saying that Nosi Sachar Einam Bishalom. He's not going to get paid for Kneva Aveda, a Shomer Sachar, if it's we're dealing with Hekdesh. And these are all Hekdesh things. So E-Hachi, Resha, the Tani, in Achrayas Shabbos Olam. The Resha, which says that there's no Achrayas Shabbos. Achanami, the Lahafsid Scharai. So we're saying, we said that there is no Achrayas Shabbos because he's not getting paid. He's not getting paid for getting paid on Shabbos, right? That it's not that he has to pay the Achrayas, but rather it's getting paid. How could he possibly get paid? Okay, so he says, you can't give him Schar Shabbos. So what's the Hamim? It doesn't read within the Bryce. We're talking about a special circumstance here, and that's how we're going to answer it. You're right. This Shemer is going to pay. He's going to pay because he made a Kinyan, meaning the Shemer Sachar offered to pay. You're right. The din is the Shemer Sachar for Hekdesh would not have to pay. He offered to pay. He made a Kinyan to that, and therefore, that is why we're going to ding him. He's going to have to pay here. But the normal rule is the Shemer Sachar shouldn't have to pay. And actually, the Achrenim ask, why do we need a kinyan? It's ami rasa legbad v'srasa lehedyan. Again, he is basically saying that he's willing to accept the responsibility. Why do we need the bishkan of the head? Why do we need the actual kinyan? So, a number of different answers are given to Achrenim. One of them is that we're dealing with karka over here. This is because it's zrayim, it's davarship of karka, and therefore that is what we're talking about bishkan of yaday. But I would only answer one of them. So there's many different answers given. Zakt the Gemara, Reb Shimon. The Mishnah ends with Shimon Omer Kachim Shachai Bach Reusim Yesh Lamayna. It depends. If the individual who donated it to Hekdesh, so he is still on the hook, he's Chai Bach Reusim, so then there would be Aina. We consider it like a head yet. Vishayna Chai Bach Reusim. If he's not going to be Chai Bach Reusim, Ein Lamayna. So there would be no Aina. Now, Tani Tana Kamei Rabbi Yitzchak, Tana got up from Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba, and he Darshan Kachim Shachai Bach Reusim Chayiv. If you're Chayiv and Ach Reusim, you're going to be Chayiv and Aina. Sha'ani Kari Bahem Bahashem. Because it fits into the category of, and again, this is talking about Aina, but also what we talked about was Nishbaim, and Bahashem Bechichesh has to do with the Shvuah, and this is Bahashem Bechichich, they're Kodshim, and you denied it, okay? And since the Pasuk says Bahashem, so we're going to be Chayiv, right? You're going to be, if a person was Nishba, aren't Shmiras of a carbon hektish, and then you are mighty, you're going to be chayiv. This is specifically in Asham, but again, you would be chayiv a shvuah as well. So it sounds like you are making a shvuah. It belongs, and he's saying that you're going to be chayiv because it says Bahashem. V'she'ena chayiv b'achrusen, and ones that the hedjiv, the person who donated it, is no longer chayiv b'achrusen, that's totally hektish, is potter. Shani kar behem ba'amisai b'chichish, because it's called amisai. Amar lei kafalaya. So Ritzel says, what are you talking about? That sounds the opposite. Meaning, you said that the pasuk of Bahashem comes to say that and the words ba'amisai, which sounds like hedyot, comes to be potter ones that are einachai b'achrusin. If anything, klapalayah should be the other way around, right? It's facing outwards, right? It's topsy-turvy. Makes sense to say the other way, meaning the ba'ashem would be the pasuk to potter because it's more hektish, and ba'amisai would be the pasuk to say because it's more amisai, it's more hedyot. So ibcha mistabra. So the Tana said, okay, well, if you have an issue with the way I quoted this memra, should I delete it? Amalei said, Loi Hachi Kamar. Now this is what we mean to, this is how it's meant to be read. Kashim Shah Bachriusan Chayiv, the Israelim Bashem, meaning since it's Chayiv Bachriusan, you are Chayiv. So we're marbe it mi Bahashem bechichesh, meaning the way we're saying is like this, because we have to infuse it with a kachim in order to call it kachim. But other than that, we would have called it hegit, and that's why you're chayiv. So even though it's kachim, it's still, we treat it as a hegit for purposes of aina and shvua. V'she'ene b'chayiv b'chusen potter, and v'she'ene chayiv b'chusen, that can be potter to imit b'mamisai b'chichesh. Okay, we're m'mayed it from mamisai. So it does work, the drasha works the other way. And he said, don't delete it, but it obviously means the way, right, the way that we understood it. So these are things that do not have Aina. And remember, the Chachamim responded that it's only these things. So that means we have to understand these three things, why they're special. That there is no Aina for a person selling a Sefer Torah, because there's no fixed price, right? There's no market. And each Sefer Torah, Taka, you see this in today's day and age, you go to buy a Sefer Torah, it's going to depend on the Sefer, how nice it is. There is no specific Aina. If you like a certain ksav, so, okay, I'm not sure that that's exactly why the Gemara is saying the din over here, but we do see in some way, shape, or form that it does kind of play out today. Now, Maybe my girl is saying the money now. Why? Because Adam writes a le zavgan. Because they're meant to be paired up, meaning you're going to plow your field with two animals. So you have to have the right animal for the one you already have. You're buying an animal, you're looking to complete a pair, or for instance, a diamond to complete a pair of earrings, right? They have to be of similar size, cut, and quality. So you need, when you're trying to pair something up, you're willing to pay a premium for that. Amrulai, mahalai, hakol, right? Anything that you have to pair up. Why is it dafka, right? And we said it's limited to these three things. Why is it dafka an animal and margolius and sefer Torah? But why dafka animal and margolius? Because you're trying to pair them up. Guess what? For instance, buttons on a shirt also needs to be paired. You have to have the right buttons. So why is the fact that it has to be paired up and you're looking for symmetry, why does that automatically say that it's not subject to ina? So Rabbi Yehuda, he says, no, it's also because hani chashivi le, hani le chashivi. Yes, symmetry when it's expensive, and then it's hard to find. So then it's chashev. So that's where there's no ina. The ad kama. So when we say there's no ina, how much is until no ina? Okay, it's up to twice the value, kaflayim. Okay, and we actually saw that was Taisus Shita in how we understood when we spoke about on yesterday's daf when we spoke about that ina ina. When we said there's no ina, but there is bitul mekach, how much past? Tesis held that it was kaflayim double. So we see in a situation where there's no, we're gonna issue a waiver on no, we're not gonna say that this ayna, it goes until double. Okay. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Mseira Ima Afamecha Sus Vesayit Vechatitum. So even things that are used for defense purposes, Chatitum Rashi says is a shield. So Sus is a horse, Sayif is a sword and a shield. But Mahama Ainla Mayna, there's no ayna, but Neshe Yeshbang. Chayi nefesh, okay, because they're used for personal protection. Therefore, again, a person is willing to pay a lot more money. So, Zuck the Mishnah, we're going to start Agadata to end Perek Hazav. Kishem she'ayna b'mekach u'memkar, just like this ayna, when it comes to mekach u'mekar, buying and selling, kach ayna b'dvarim, there's also a concept of ayna b'dvarim. We'll see it from the Pasuk. Lo'yemer lo'y, a person, when he's shopping, shouldn't say b'kama chifetz zeh, how much does this chifetz cost? And he doesn't intend to buy it. Again, because it's devarim on the person who's selling it. He thinks he's getting the sale. He thinks he's going to make a lot of money. And now you're just fooling him. So that's einah's devarim. About tshuva, we see about not only in regards to using words when it comes to mekach u'memkar, but about tshuva, if the person's about tshuva, remember all the averis he did when you were young, and who ben gerim, if he's ben gerim, le'yemer lo'y zachar ma'aseh avasecha, don't tell him, remember what your fathers did, make him feel bad about it. We see a separate iser on a ger of a ger. We'll see the Gemara is going to say how many times it says, we'll get that tomorrow, but on tomorrow's Agadah, it's going to say it says it either 36 or 46 times. So it's something that the Torah issues warnings about. Very seriously. So when the pasuk says, that is talking about us devarim. So the Gemara says, well, maybe. Since we already have a pasuk that says, so there already says, that's how Einas Maman Amar. We have a pasuk for Einas Maman when it comes to Nekomech. So what is the pasuk of Loisoinu Ishes Amisai? That must be talking about Einas Tavarim. Okay, Tzad, what's an example of Einas Tavarim? Imhaya Bal Tshuva, Al Yerim Elozchar Masecha Rishen. Remember all the averes you did when you were young. Imhaya Ben Gerim, if he's in Gerim, so Ayemer Loizachar Masay Abasecha. We don't tell him, remember well, your father's actions of Hayu Ger. Let's see, he's not a Ben Ger, but he himself is a Ger. We don't tell him, make him feel bad. Tesha Oichon Veil, so Chevish Katsum Masim, mouth that ate these disgusting things. Balom Laterra, Shenemari Pia Gvura, so Shenemari Pia Gvura. We don't go ahead and say, how could you learn Terra if you ate all those disgusting Trefas and Shkatsum or Masim? Now, the Pnei Yeshua here just discusses this, is I don't understand Ger Katar Shenel. So he's a new person. So why would he have busha on this? So he answers that lamaisa, there's timtum halev when it comes to machlos asuras. We see that, for instance, baby Moshe didn't want to drink, for didn't want to nurse from a guy. Okay, so these are things that there would be bezayin in, since there's a timtum halev, even after he's this guy. If you surin So let's say this ger suffers yisurin, or a person suffers yisurin. So you imhal you chalayim bayin alav, or a person suffers chenevach illness. Oishahim makavers banav, or chenevach his children die earlier. We don't tell him. We don't go over this person and say, you know why this happened? Kedar shamr leil chaber of liyev. Like Yev's friends told him. Okay, it's a hello, yirasecha, your fear of Hashem kislecha was your foolish tikvasecha b'toim durechecha. So too, your hope b'toim durechecha is zecharna mihu naki avad. Okay, who is naki? Who is free from avaris and is avad experiences loss? So we're basically saying it's your fault. You must have done something wrong to bring this upon yourself. That would be a nas devar. Im hayu chamar chamrim revakshin tvua. Let's say you have, for instance, donkey drivers want to. Okay, so these are merchants are looking. They come to him for schaira. You don't tell him. Go to so and so. When you know that this guy doesn't sell tvua at all. Okay, don't go shopping when you don't have money. To go window shopping, that would be a problem. Shaharei hadavar masul lelev, but these are things that hadavar masul lelev, right? No one's going to know. You could just say, I'm not buying it because I decided it wasn't good enough for me. I wasn't interested. So again, all these things are hadavar masul lelev, hadavar masul lelev, never by v'yareisa melekecha. It says v'yareisa melekecha because there's only v'chi masul lelev shall adam. Nobody else would know the machshava of the person. Amar Rav Yechon, Mishum Rav Yishim, Be'yachay, Gadol Anas, Devarim Einas Mami. That Anas, Devarim is worse than Anas Mami. Shezen Amar Rav Yerisa Melkecha, Vezen Lai Namar Asa V'ela, Vezen Lai Namar Rav Yerisa Melkecha. It only says Yerisa Melkecha when we talk about the Anas Devarim. Rav Elazar, Aymer, Zeb Gufay, Zeb Mamaynay. But you know why it's worse? It's because it's Zeb Begufay. It's on the guf of the person. Okay, it affects the guf of the person. You're making him feel bad. Rabbi Shmuel Barachmedi Amar Zanitain Leishavayim, that money, you want to know why Inas Devarim is worse? Because money can be returned. Zanitain Leishavayim. Words cannot be taken back. A person embarrasses his friend Barabim. It's like he killed him. So, what we're saying here is that Malbin Pnei Chaver, Barabim, and the Mefarshim speak out, Rabim will be three, which would be the Mevayish, Nisbayish, and any other person. So Amar Le Shapir Ka Amrit. So he said, so the Nachman Yitzchak said, Shapir Ka Amrit, it's good. The Chazina, the Azul Subka, Vasi Chivra. Itaka makes sense that you're saying that it's like he killed him because we see that the blood drains from his face. The Tesis says, and eye gets red in the beginning. That's because the blood is gathering to a place and then it drains from him. Okay, so it's like he killed him because when the blood drains from his face, when he gets embarrassed, that's like he killed him. Amar Le Abaye, Rabdim. So what are they very careful about in my rabba? They're very careful about being malvin b'nei chaver. Everyone goes to Gehenim. Chutz mishloisha hakol. Everyone goes to Gehenim. Sagadaitach ela ema kol hayardim legehenim. The way to read this is anybody who goes to Gehenim, oilim chutz mishloisha except for three things. Sheyardim except for these three types of people. Sheyardim ein oilim elahim bal ishes ish. That would be number one. Malvin b'nei chaver b'rabim b'hamachana shem ra. Okay, a person who gives his friend a nickname. So that would be Malbin. So the Gemara says, no, Afal Gav D'Dash Bei B'Shmei. Even though people, it's already used to calling him this, it would still be considered something that it would be a very, very severe aver. Now, Tesis goes through, if you remember, there was a Gemara at the end of Chagiga with the Salamandrum. So we discussed that there are Gimel Ein Eilin Miyad. So we really explained that there's different stages. So Tesis says it could be when we say, meaning most averus, person goes to Gehenim, comes up right away. There's the Gemara there goes through a bunch of different levels. Pesha Yisrael, Begufan, they never come out of Gehenim. And he says that's not necessarily what we're talking about over here. What we mean is that this is in the category of Yesh Eilin, like super severe ones. They're not Eilin Miyad, but it's super severe ones that they're only Eilin Acher Yud Beis Chodesh. And Tesis says that would be Kegain Abal Ishes Ish, the Mishpat Rishay. That's going to one answer, or we could say that no, that really he's aim that and when we're saying again, we have to figure out there's many different categories of house of levels of severity. So he says it could be on the level of severity where that's in answer number one is that it's just he doesn't go out of Gehenim immediately. It's in this severe category and he's there for a long time. But of course, he's going to be oila from Gehenim at some point. And the second answer, Tesis wants to say that. But right, he's vishurim b'loy teiva, so he doesn't get any schar. But again, so it's some other alternate category of not the worst case scenario of Pesha Yisrael begufan that never comes out. Okay, because the Maran Chagiga discusses those are super severe ones, but it's also not. It's obviously it is severe on some level. Okay, Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Noyach Loi La Adam Sheyavay Al Safek Eishes Ish. It's better for a person to be bought Al Safek Eishes Ish, Val Yavin Pnei Chaver B'Rabim, not to embarrass his family. Minali Darish Rabbi, the Darish Rabbi. This is from Rava. My Dechsin. This is obviously talking about David saying in regards to, and we're referring to David and Bathsheba. So it's considered, if you see the word said, Noyach Loi La Adam Sheyavay Al Safek Eishes Ish. Safek Eishes Ish. Now, why is it Safek Eishes Ish? So Rashi says Safek Eishes Ish because we know Bathsheba's husband Uriah Achiti was sent to the battle lines, and therefore anybody that was kol hayetze lemachelos beis David get creases kaisav leishday amanas. What's the why did they write and get creases amanashim yamas shetem areshes meachshav leitisakik legibum, that she shouldn't fall to yibum cholitz neyamim. So she's considered a safek areshes, and that's why we call it safek areshes. Okay, now Tosfos takes issue with this number one, because how are you saying that every person that's yetzis lemachelos beis David shema yipol lefnei Yavam, that's only if they have a brother and if they didn't have kids. So it wouldn't necessarily apply to everybody. So he says that's kash number one, Rabbi Natan. The imkan ein ze kol yitza. So he said, Ela dafka yeshlem achen. And, okay, so we could say that Tesis was lav dafka, that this was, it was really, it wasn't really shalit tipulof neyibam, that it was shalitis agen, right? We don't want to create agunas that are going out to battle. We don't know if they don't come back. We don't know. We won't have known what happened to them, and therefore that's really the purpose of this get, and that's why she's considered suffocatious ish. But then Tesis asks that, first of all, if this is really an avera, suffocatious ish, then the Gemara in Shabbos says, Kol Omer David Chata Ein Ela Taya, he's wrong. Okay, now if he's right, this would definitely, meaning if this is, if it's the way Rashi's saying it's because of this get, suffocatious ish, so then it would definitely be problematic. Okay, also these sort of gittin that are given to be chal afterwards, after a maysa happens, there's a machlokes tanaim, what is the status of this lady? According to one Tana, she's an Eishes Ish, because the get actually takes effect 1 second before, if the guy should die, 1 second before, or he doesn't show up. And according to Rav Yesi, the other Tana, that at least she would be a Safek Eishes Ish, so he's born a Safek Eishes Ish, so that would be an Avera, so how could the Gemara say, Kol Shemar Damad Lechata, and therefore Tosfos takes issue with Rashi in the understanding that she was really a Safek Eishes Ish, because then you would have to say David Sechata, and therefore Rabbeinu Tam answers, and there are other answers given, Rabbeinu Tam answers that Mechamas Beis David, it was a real get, it really was, there was no Tanai at all, and they used to do a Betzina, and therefore it looked like it. And that was why we're saying suffic. That's why the Gemara is calling it suffocatious. She wasn't really a suffocatious ish, but in the eyes of people, people thought she was an ish, because the get was given. For Yetzel Muhammad was given Be'er Shalomai Dechsev. Okay, so again, so where do we know this? We see this as David laments. I mean, the Darish Rava is the following pasuk. My Dechsev, the pasuk says, Vitzal'i, when I had hoped, Vitzal'i, when I limped, says David and Tillim. Samchu, when I was limping, they were happy. Right, they were happy at my misfortune. Vinesfu, they gathered karu and they tore at me. Vloy damu and they weren't right. Vloy damu and they weren't silent. Amar David lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Galuy Vayde Lefanecha. You know, Shem Hayu Mekarin Besari LeHaya Dami Shaisis Laaretz. We're darshening of damu. We're saying that if they would tear at me, Vinesfu karu vloy damu, meaning dummy, like blood. Like we're just saying that if they would tear me apart, there would be no blood on the ground. Vloy oid Ella. Why? Because we need no blood, because all the blood already drained from me. Like we said, and I suffered all these insults and embarrassments. Even when we're dealing with complex halachas in the base matters, they would tell me, David, what is this misa? And I would tell them, misasa b'chenek. Okay, you're right. I get chenek, quote unquote, so to speak. Okay, even according to you guys, worst case scenario, I get chenek. But the yesh lechelik olam haba. But at least chach I have a chelik olam haba. Abal bamlin tspenei chaver v'ragmi in the chelik olam haba. He would not have a chelik olam haba. We'll stop here. So again, we got into the sugya of shemer chinam in a nishba that is not going to swear on these things. One of them was hektish, and we asked the kasha from sheglin esh shikoleim, that if the shkolim got lost, they were sent with the shliach would have to swear. So what do you mean? We see we're swearing on hektish. So the Gemara answered that, no, we're talking about that these were shomer scharim, and they were swearing to get paid, okay? And they were swearing to the bnei ha'ir, okay? Deloy. So, sorry, the first answer was, it was lefnei ha'gizbarim, so that we shouldn't be chayshedem, and they to get paid as shomer sachar. Okay, and we have to say, like Rabbi said, that you're talking about listing the Zoom, they were einzin, because otherwise, why would they get paid? I understand we can't be mechayev them for the gain of Aveda, but as a shomer sachar, they can't expect to get paid if they didn't do the job, they didn't guard it. Okay, or we said another answer, it's going with Rav Shimon, chach mechayev achrusim, but we asked the kasha on that, because the Brisa said, that would only make sense in Achlei Nitrimu, where we're going to make the Bailam take shkolim again, but in the case of Nitrimu, where we said that they're going to be potter, so that wouldn't work. And then we had a third answer. Again, this is a shua trying to figure out why they're making a shua in the case of shkolim, that it's really takanas rabbanon shleyu b'nei adam mezalzel v'akdashus. Then we said shomer sachar is not going to be required to pay if it's nignavu. And we asked the kasha from the gizbar shesecher poil, right, to do all these things for hektish. And we discussed in regards to Sker Shabbos that he's not going to be this, the Shomer's not going to be on the hook. Again, if it was done the right way through Havla, however it was, and but why would it be on the hook? We just said that a Shomer Sachar in our Mishnah on Hekdesh would never have to pay. So the Rabbi Yechon had to answer that it was Shekhanu Miyadai, that he decided that he was going to pay, but the Etzim had, and he made a Kinyan to that effect, but the Etzim, the din is that he would not be required to pay. And then we said, Shimon said, "Kachim t'chay b'achrusim." It would be I know, which you don't like hedya. The Tan in front of Yitzchak said it was an interesting way to learn the pasuk was b'Hashem v'chichish, because it has some form of hektish, and to be mechayiv even if there's a tzad hektish. Meaning, what's an example of tzad hektish? It's kachim t'chay b'achrusim. Okay, but when it's ein chay b'achrusim. Okay, that would be the miyat from the pasuk about misa bechichesh, my kachiv sheinu b'chay b'achrusan, but you know, and from these things that we discussed in the Mishnah, meaning Shem Rasach is not going to swear on them, etc., etc. Yehuda says that the following things, there's no ayna at all. Sefer Torah, because there's no fixed price for it, and Margolius and Behema, because Adam, a person is going, they're chashav. We said two things. Number one, they're chashav, and a person, it wants them, needs to pair them up with other things, and therefore, he is going to pay extra. How much? And do we say until what point is it no or no? So we say until double. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra said that it's not just these things, but he added to it a list of things for personal protection. These are things, sos tzayit and chatitim, which is a shield. There's no enough because they have chayin nefesh. And then the Mishnah moved on to the more agada, the part of the Gemara, that we said just like there's no enough when it comes to Mekach HaMemkar. Okay, and in regards to, it's not just buying and selling, but you can't have a nas devarim, not just in regards to things of buying and selling. Meaning, for instance, you can't say, how much is this? Make the guy think that you're a buyer and you're really not. Okay, we learned that from Leisoinu Isha Samisa, because the Mecha Chomemgar, buying and selling, actual in a transaction, that there's an Isser from V'chi Simkeru Mimkar Amisecha Ekonomi Anamisecha Altoinu Isha Sachib. So the other Loisanu ish es amisai must be telling me anas devarim, and it doesn't only apply about buying and selling, but also about tshuva. You can't tell him zechar ma'asecha rishonim begerim. We can't tell him zechar ma'asecha avasecha, and the ger himself loisger loisanu loisolchetzenu. We don't tell him the pesha eichon avails. How could you come and learn? Okay, and you also can't when someone misfortunes fall upon a person, you can't say to him like Eiv, basically blame him and say that it's his fault. And again, these were things that it says we came along and said, Rabbi Yechon, Mishim, Rabbi Shimon, Echai Godo, and Nas Tavar, Mein Nas Mam, and Shazen, and Rabbi Yisrael, and Kecha, and Zen, Loin, and Rabbi Yisrael, and Kecha, and we had a time in front of Rabbi Yitzchak, right, the Dover Hamas Alev, and we said that the reason why a Nas Tavar is worse is because it's Beguvai, not just Bemainai, or it's not Nitin La Shav and Mam, and you can always return. And then we said, Tana Kamei Dor Yitzchak said, Kol Malbin Pnei Chaver, which is obviously coming to this idea of a Nas Tavar, using your words to hurt others. So, Kol Malbin Pnei Barabim, we said, Uskilu Shefech Damim, we said it makes sense because we watched the blood drain from the face, so to speak, and then we brought in, we said that Hakol Yodin Lagahenim, or Hakol Hayardin Lagahenim Oilin, we said Oilin maybe immediately or on different levels, but Chutz Mi Gimel, and this is one of the three. And Rabbi Bar Chana said B'Shem Rav Yechon that it's Neichel Adam Sheyavay Al Safek Eishes Ish. The way Tosis explained that was, according to Rashi, was a real Safek, which is a problem because the Gemara in Shabbos is called Ha'Aimer David Chata Eina Elataya. So according to Tosis, it's people would think that she was an Eishes Ish, and that was talking about Bathsheba. And we spoke about this idea that David defended him, right? He was attacked for this, and he would respond to this measure saying, look, worst case scenario, even if she was an Eishes Ish, I would get chenek, But you are malbin pnei chaveri, chaveroi, right? You malbin panai, and therefore you are not going to have a chelik olam haba, and that is where we'll stop.